This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, asking you to take just a few moments out of your very busy day and study with us from the sacred will of God, the Bible. For the past several days, I've been studying with you the great and important topic, entering the church which has been purchased by the blood of Christ. Now, I'm not talking about just becoming religious. I'm talking about entering the church that you read about in the Bible. Thus far, we have discussed the very important topic involved in entering the church of being saved by the grace of God. We discussed in detail what that does not mean and what it does mean. Now we're engaged in a second point, that is, that we are saved by faith. To enter the church would mean that one is saved by faith. This is clearly taught in such passages as Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. But what does it mean to act or to live by faith? It means to live a life of taking God at His Word, to trust in His Word. It means you've got to know the truth. As Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So to live a life of faith is to live a life of taking God at His Word. Now, let's look at what it does not mean to be saved by faith. It does not mean that all believers are saved. Already we have said something about this in pointing out in John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13, that believers are given the right to become sons of God. Since we cannot become what we already are, it is clear that one does not become a son of God merely by believing. Further, according to John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, there were some believers who refused to confess Christ. And yet Christ made clear, according to Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33, that those who will not confess Him will not be confessed by Christ before God in heaven, and therefore those who refuse to confess Christ before men will not be saved. Then we find in John chapter 8, verses 30 to 44, that many believed on Him, but Jesus referred to them in verse 44 of that same chapter, "You are of your father the devil." So you see, it's possible for one to be a believer in Christ and yet still be a child of the devil and therefore not a child of God. So we find in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, when Jesus gave the Great Commission, as recorded there, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be damned." So you see, the person who does not believe the gospel will be lost. It does not mean that all believers will be saved, because not only must one believe, he must also be baptized according to that passage. Saul of Tarsus was a man who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ out on the road to Damascus, and yet even after he'd gone into the city for 3 days and nights in such agony of soul that he refused either to eat food or to drink water, a man sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to come and tell him what to do to be saved said to him, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on His name." So you see, here was a man who believed as strongly in the Lord Jesus Christ as anybody could, and yet he was not saved. His sins were still upon his soul. So it's clear that being saved by faith does not mean that all believers are saved. It does not mean that one is saved by faith only. It does not mean that one is saved by faith without any further acts of obedience. In Acts chapter 2, after the Apostle Peter had convinced the crowd of Jews who had been instrumental in leading the Romans to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ, he closed that first portion of his sermon by saying in verse 36 of Acts chapter 2, "Therefore God hath made Him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard that, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brethren, what shall we do?" Now notice what Peter said. He did not say, as perhaps many modern-day preachers would say, "Well, since you're a believer, you have nothing else to do. You're already saved. You're already a child of God. You're already a member of the church." Rather, he said this to those believers, "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Therefore, we can see, as we close our study for today, that being saved by faith does not mean that all believers are saved. It does not mean that men are saved by faith only. It does not mean that men are saved by faith without any further acts of obedience. It does not mean that everything else in the plan of salvation is only an element of faith. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this important study.